And the first time I walked in to Galvanize, I said, why is somebody not doing this for construction?
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
Kevin, there's shows when the phone rings, and I think a lot of things just come together.
Absolutely.
And I think this is one of them. It's like you can go back to the shows, and I'm so excited to be diving in with a fireside chat with the founder and, as he says, the janitor, Bryce Ballou of Tradecraft Industries. And we also have his director of operations, Sarah Batani, coming in to tell their story. And I'm so excited to a guy in a that went for it, shipping containers, this collaboration space that I am so passionate about. And these are just cool people that I'm so excited to tell their story.
Well, and the amazing thing is hearing Sarah's perspective, I think it's going to be exciting for people to hear how they've kind of merged technology along with the construction trade. So they've got a lot of great things to talk about. So really excited to hear what they have to say.
So we're going to start by asking our speed round questions to Bryce. So here we go. All right. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is a single barrel Avarice. It's at Rhino Brewery. They're right over by where Tradecraft's at. I just had one yesterday.
Killer.
Fantastic.
So this is being a guy from here in Colorado. Yep. They're one of our great craft breweries for you people listening all over the world, and that's one of their new ones or something?
It is.
Cool.
They only make it in limited quantities. So
yeah, it's fun. It's fun, all of the awesome craft beers we have in the scene, especially in that Rhino area.
Too many to choose from. It's a good problem to have.
Cool. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I've traveled, it's got to be, there's a little island off the coast of Bali called Gili Trawangan, and it's a little island, no cops, no motor vehicles. It's the most peaceful place I've ever encountered in the world. Learned to free dive there. Great oceans. Great scuba diving.
So give us one specific story about your trip there.
I learned to free dive down to 60 feet.
Whoa.
And so you have to learn to hold your breath for about 2.5-3 minutes. And so it was about finding calm in the midst of uncertainty and fear.
The amazing thing, I used to do that when I was in high school, which is a couple years ago. But the amazing thing about it is that I grew up in California, and we used to free dive near Monterey, and we would go abalone diving. And that's how you catch abalone. It's the only way mm-hmm. you can legally. And it's strange at first because you don't realize how far you can go. Now, you obviously have to be careful, but it's an interesting experience. Not sure I would do it today, but take some pretty serious lung power.
Did you just go on this trip and just try it?
Did. I went backpacking by myself for 6 weeks, and I walked by this place, and they were advertising free diving, and I said, yeah, I'd like to try that. And it's a 2-day course, and they teach you about biology, physiology, chemistry, everything. And you learn about the history of people that have gone down 300 feet and what it does to the body and everything. It was really fascinating. But it's taught me lessons that I still keep in mind today. So
cool. Well, we'll talk about some of those lessons. So tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
Hobby or interest. Doesn't seem like I have too many of those these days with work. I'd say philanthropy. I'm with Denver Active 2030, and I help plan a lot of philanthropic events that raise a lot of money for at-risk youth here in Denver. And I got to say, just planning those events and being around that crew is... it's one of the best things that I do.
Cool. Well, we'll make sure to reference that in the show notes. So we got to know a little bit about Bryce Ballou, as he said. Think of Ballou when I met him.
Bare necessities.
So, yeah. So we've learned the bare necessities from Bryce, but we also have another guest into Studio AOC, and that's Sarah Batani. You ready? You got to hear the questions first, so you got a little head start here. So what's your favorite beverage?
A nice Manhattan.
All right. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Mine is much less exotic than Bryce's story. I would say my favorite place to travel is Lake Okoboji, just a random little lake in Iowa, and it's so peaceful and relaxing and perfect. And whenever I think of my favorite place, it's always that.
Nice, nice. So tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena.
Hiking when I can go. I just moved back. I was in Boulder the last 2 years, and my son and I did hiking every single weekend. So that is always going to be my favorite thing, to connect to nature and just have the quiet.
So our guests in the studio AOC are from Colorado. So tell us your favorite hiking spot in Colorado.
Mount Sanitas in Boulder. I'm actually from Iowa, but I've lived in Colorado for 5.5 years now.
Okay, cool. So we got to know a little bit about Bryce and Sarah. And this one is really, I'm so excited to have them into Studio AOC because I have done different strategic planning about really pulling the construction arena together. And that's what our tribe, you listeners on the Art of Construction, is all about. So we got Tradecraft into Studio AOC. Bryce, what's Tradecraft? And give us your background on up to today on what's shaking with this new idea here in Denver, Colorado.
So Tradecraft Industries is, God, it's been an idea in my head for about the last 6 years. And it is a co-working community for the construction industry. So anything within the built environment, as they're saying these days. I started, installing cabinets, building furniture in high school. And progressed up. I went to Colorado State University. Go Rams.
Buffs.
For construction management. Oh, nobody's perfect. So came on out here.
He can't even think now. He's like, oh, God, here we go.
Too much patchouli. So anyway, came on out here. Had the opportunity to work for some great companies from Heath Construction, GE Johnson, Ardex, and Jordy Construction here in town doing commercial construction over the last, 12 to 14 years, depending on when you place the beginning of it. And through that time, I just saw how the industry was changing and becoming a lot more collaborative. Rather than contractors being defensive and fighting each other, we were finding ways to collaborate together. A lot of that really crystallized in the Great Recession. You had to learn how to work with companies, build those relationships, lean on those relationships in order to make it through. And so that's what, when I started my own company, I was just by myself, 2013, started Construction Incorporated. And as I was starting up my company, the biggest thing that I wanted and missed was that community. As I saw different co-working spaces around town, Galvanized being one, there's Shift, there's Industry, they're all over the place. Galvanized was interesting because they specifically chose an industry and made a community around that. And I really liked that. And the first time I walked in to Galvanize, I said, why is somebody not doing this for construction? Because that's all we do is we build teams to build projects. Saw how they were going. And in 2015, I talked to my brother about it. He's also in the construction industry. And he loved the idea. And he found the funding through Live Forward Ventures. And I found the land. And we started in with design. And that's what we're going for is a co-working community for the construction industry. So you get everything you need to scale up your business from self-storage. We've got a gig of Wi-Fi that we're bringing in the space, printers, plotters, estimating rooms, conference rooms. And the great thing about it is that you can start for just a membership and scale all the way up to an office. And if you get bigger than that, that's great. Then you'll be able to scale up to your own office, warehouse space, everything. But this allows you to scale with the market and scale up or down, depending on the market conditions and how your contracts are going.
So this is real. You have the building and
this is real.
And so in show 41, we had Osha Wilson in San Francisco. And this is one of the big reasons I really was excited to have this show is because she had the concept was just awesome that she went through, but she was trying to do it in San Francisco. And if I've been going to multiple economic summits lately, and if you follow that stuff, you'll see how the ratios in San Francisco, and she had a really good plan, but couldn't find the land.
Yep.
But so you found the land in the Rhino District of
just
Denver,
north,
right?
So we're at 62nd and Broadway.
So if to paint the picture, if you're not in the Denver market, this is Hipsterville that used to be the warehouse district that these people were doing. So there's these old warehouses that are super cool buildings that people are buying and rehabbing. And a lot of the community places and stuff is in that area, really cool restaurants and stuff. So if you come to Denver and want to see the cool place, Rhino is it, right? That's kind of the tee up for Sarah. Tell us about the Rhino District and your guys' place as in your title with Tradecraft.
Sure. I think just being slightly north of the hipster area is really a key component here because we kind of fall outside that category a little. We're in an industrial area. There's a lot of construction going on in that area, a lot of big trucks coming through there. So it's really well suited right next to the interstate. So all our members that are coming right off the interstate or maybe traveling from up north or from south, and most of their work is actually in Denver proper, they have a place to store their materials, meet their project managers. It's all centralized, which is really convenient. So we don't have the skinny jeans and lattes that Rhino does, but we do have good coffee and good breakfast burritos that are all really important to the industry. And Bryce has definitely picked at it with me because I love myself a good latte, but now I'm transitioning into the standard morning coffee of construction. So,
and your title is the director of operations, right? So you're the one on the front end that's helping pull the different people that make sense into this operation that you've put together. Is that correct?
That's correct. So just making sure people know about who we are, finding the right people that are a fit for the community, helping establish their goals in the business and how we fit into helping them achieve their goals is really important. I mean, we know each and every one of our members really well. It's become a tight-knit community. We have about 45 members before we open, which is in a couple weeks here. We're hoping around the first couple weeks of February is opening date, but we've already been hosting happy hours. Our members are working with each other. So that's my role, is just making sure things are going smoothly on site when we're open and making sure operations are built to scale, and then being there for the members.
Now, what do you anticipate for capacity for you? Is it going to be something that happens in a year? Is it something that's going to happen right away? Or give us a feel for that and then where the plans are going forward.
Sure. So based on the feedback from the community, we hope to be filled very quickly. We've had an overwhelmingly positive response from the community.
That's great.
Our members are so excited, and they're our biggest brand evangelist, telling everybody they know because it makes so much sense for their business. As I said, we're about 40, 45 now, but we can scale up to 180, we think, in the next 3 months, 6 months, year. The community is going to tell us what works. And so we're just here to be agile and adjust as the members and the demands tell us to. So it could be above 180. It could be 200, 250. We'll see how people use the space. And then as soon as we're at capacity, we have plans to open several more in Colorado and beyond.
Very cool.
Well, Bryce, it's good to know that your initial feedback is people are interested after all this hard work, from the ideas to you've been putting a lot of time into this date. So
you got to be
dancing in your boots, man, because here we go, right?
As soon as I get C of O, that's the dancing in the boots.
There you go.
But no, it's been a labor of love. I've come up with everything from the community and how I thought it would work. And then as we're out talking with subcontractors and GCs, how they want it to work and reshaping it according to that. But through design, through construction, I did everything as far as the project management, the superintendent. I was there day in, day out, and will be through when we're opening as well. So got a lot of my heart and soul in this one.
The industry, I see a lot of people that are, you know, collaborating, but also taking their art of construction and doing more than just being a builder. And I think that's what you're taking your history and your experience of being a builder to do more than just build a house for somebody. Or what was your focus as a contractor? What was Construction Incorporated's focus?
So Construction Incorporated is a CMGC, just concentrating on commercial construction. I like to do high-end TIs, high-end builds, but creative. I like working with creative owners that are putting a piece of their soul into, you know, a restaurant or an office or whatever it is. I love being a part of that and seeing that to fruition. But you hit it on the head. You can't just be a contractor. None of us are just contractors or just architects or just engineers. You have to realize that you're part of a bigger, moving, breathing, built environment, that how it's planned really affects how it's maintained. How it's built has effects on both. And so as I started my company, I realized I'm not just a contractor. I'm a connector. I can leverage the relationships and the network that I have, not just to bring me projects, but it's to bring others projects. If it's not something that I do, I'll bet you I know two or three people that it is something that they do. And that's really what networking is. It's not finding out what can I do for you. It's what do you need and do I know anybody that does that, and putting those people together. That's what Tradecraft Industries really is about, is not only allowing small contractors, even large contractors, to scale and learn new things, you know, innovation, being in that environment. But it's really about bringing those people together, and they can learn from each other, and we can all learn from what we've seen in the field, in the industry, and have a lot more of those chance encounters that I would have never known how to do this had it not been for grabbing a cup of coffee with this guy over here. So,
well, it makes sense. And that's one of the common threads that we hear a lot of the time on The Art of Construction is the importance of collaboration. And that's exactly what you're talking about is, you know, bringing people together, working with people, sharing ideas, and not being so worried about the competitive aspect, but really just having a successful projects. I mean, when we talk about that, and a lot of our guests, the most successful projects are the ones where you and others that you engage with have the best and most cooperative collaboration to get the end result where everybody that's passionate about the business wins. It's kind of exciting what you're doing.
Yep. And there's two things that we're always talking about you never have enough of, and that's time and money. And in our industry, that you were all cut from a different cloth. The book I'm reading right now is You're a Badass. Go check it out. It's an awesome book. And it's all about saying, put the things together and collaborate, because if you're an entrepreneur and you want to do it on your own, how do you do that? And in the construction industry, it's really hard to go up against the behemoths if you want to build it and do something on your own. And that's what's so exciting for me about what you're doing, is that you can have a team in collaboration and you can scale your business up. And that's one thing, and architects are really good at drawing great pictures, but a lot of them, you guys, the business of architecture and construction sometimes can get sideways. And that's what we're talking about here every episode on The Art of Construction, is to truly grow your business. So if you're someone that's not happy, and that's where we always talk about on the Full Life Perspective, is say, what do you want to get out of your life on the seminars we put together? Is to look at a company like Tradecraft and say, hey, I got this great idea that he put this together, and go give it a try. And then from that collaboration, if nothing else, you're going to meet some new people. And so tell me how your grassroots, when you do networking events and how you're building your audience, tell me about who your ideal customer is to come join your team at Tradecraft.
Sarah, do you want to take this one? You're pretty good at this.
Yeah, it's the type of person, the type of approach they have towards business, that someone that's innovative, they're open to new ideas, they want to collaborate, they want to listen to other people and how they've approached problems. What we're doing in the industry, Tradecraft as itself, is so new and different in this industry that it naturally has attracted the type of members we envisioned the community being. Because, like I said, they're willing to try new ideas. They see the value for their business from a finance and saving time and money standpoint, but also see it as such an opportunity. One of the things we worked hard on is integrating technology and different professional members into our network. So not only do we have the members that will use Tradecraft day to day, but a whole network of lawyers, accountants, HR, apps that were built specifically for construction that offer their services to members at either a discount rate or a special package. And they come and do lunch and learns and teach classes on their expertise. So Bryce is set to teach a class soon on estimating. And we also have the Small Business Development Center of Denver that is going to have an office at Tradecraft where they will offer business coaching free to members. So the type of people that see the value in that are drawn to Tradecraft, and that's really the type of businesses that we're seeing.
Now, we have a section on our website, show notes page, where we'll be able to provide a lot of detail for people that are listening and interested, but just give a little description of how people can reach out and get information and take a look at your operation.
Sure. So our website's a great resource. It's www.tradecraft.industries, and there's a contact page, and that comes right to Bryce and I. So we set up tours, really just giving us a call. We have our office line on the website listed. We have, of course, social media, but Bryce and I are always willing to give tours. We're there day in, day out, and just stop by. Once we're open February 1st, come by, grab a cup of coffee.
But not a latte, right?
No latte. Eventually, we are going to have lattes, but I think maybe the almond milk offering will take a little bit.
I think those listening out there that have a coffee cart could have a real opportunity at your organization.
I think so.
No, that's great.
So it's been so fun as we've turned the microphone on with The Art of Construction, because the people that have been great that have reached out to us are people that are forward-thinking and technology savvy, but at the end of the day, there's so much technology and tools out there. It's kind of don't forget back to the common roots of your goals, and it's about meeting people, mm-hmm. and a place like this can put all that stuff together. And that's, we've had a lot of people on the show. You go back to show 37, where we had Todd Redding, who's the CEO of Charette Venture Group, that they're a business that invests in architecture firms. So go back and listen to some of the different shows. We've kind of built a school for the construction industry here, to where you can go back and you can say, Tradecraft is the perfect opportunity, and I could scale this up, but you could possibly also talk with a company like Charette Venture Group to take it to the next level. And I love how you say, come in, whatever layer, we'll help grow it to where eventually you could maybe have your own business. And that's one of your hopes and dreams for people that you can help educate, correct?
That's correct. So it's not only, say, at this location, as soon as we start getting momentum and we're stabilized, we're going to be opening up more locations. So it would be an opportunity for a contractor to increase their footprint without the overhead necessary for increasing a footprint. So keeping your overhead as low as possible, running as lean as possible, and say when we're opening up in either Phoenix, you know, down South Denver, you know, Portland, Detroit, wherever we would be going, if you suddenly have business opportunities there, now you can increase the footprint of your business and scale it from what we've already done.
Yeah, my father-in-law, who helped me put together the Full Life Perspective presentation that I'll be doing 5 presentations here in Denver throughout the year, the first 3 rules of starting and running a business are never run out of cash, never run out of cash, never run out of cash. So those 3 first rules are really think through a really good plan, but then surround yourself around people that you like and trust. And that's where your Tradecraft really comes in. Is that, would be a fair parallel to
that's,
say?
That's very, very fair. Along with that advice, you know, contractors are used to, you know, getting things done with the tools that we have. We're very good at improvising, at problem solving, and utilizing the instruments that are available in order to get an outcome.
Wait, there's issues in construction?
I haven't really found too many. A couple of phone calls, you know, site pretty
Kevin,
much
your phone's not blowing up. There's right, no one calling, right?
No,
we've had 4 phone calls since we started.
That's really the mark of, I think, a good contractor is just being able to problem solve, plan ahead, yeah. You know, those kind of things. This represents another tool for contractors to be able to do that. You know, you're working out of your basement, materials in your garage, it works. You know, the overhead's low, and you can get by with that for quite a while. But there comes a time where you know you need to scale up, but you don't want to take on, say, 3 to 5 year lease. So you're going to keep using the tools that you have. This represents a new way to do that, new way to scale up and utilize a new set of tools and instruments. Usually come with a lot of overhead with it. And here they just don't, because the overhead is spread between all the members. Yeah. And so you're talking the cost of a gym membership to come in and at least get started. You get one project from that, it's more than paid for itself.
Well, definitely. The other thing that you're providing is not only education, but a whole group of resources that a lot of people don't want to know about, but they know they have to know about. Meaning, if you have experience as a finished carpenter, let's say, you're still in business, so you still got to deal with accountants, lawyers, all those things right. That you never want to deal with, but you have to deal with. So when you're in your networking group like you've got, you know, in your community, you've got those resources plus the education tools. So whether people are there day-to-day or they're members that are coming in on a sporadic basis, you're providing them with a lot of information from a trusted source that they don't have to go out and recreate and think about 50 times. It's all in one place. So that's pretty impactful.
Yeah. So for instance, say your cell phone goes down and everybody's had this. Either, you know, something happens to your laptop, or, you know, there's an issue that comes up and it's pressing. You've got an estimate that's got to go out. You need to be somewhere else. You know, one phone call away to us, and we're going to have a lot of those things. I'm basically building this community around all of the things that, you know, I've come up against as an independent contractor. When my phone goes down, you know, who do I call in order to solve that problem? We're trying to figure out how can we make that process easier and faster, so it's not such, oh my God, this just happened. It's, oh yeah, I'm just going to call this person. This is how I take care of it. From contracts to accounting to insurance to technology, a little bit of everything.
It's kind of like I do a lot of my time on the supply channel. So it's kind of like a buying group or getting together in the club. You're doing that for the trades in Tradecraft. And what I always tell tribe listening is that it's not a matter of if, it's when in this industry, how things will happen. The key for you growing your business, what this show is all about, is how you take care of it. And if you're out on an island all by yourself, it's really hard to take care of stuff. But if you have a team of people around you, you can solve problems. And that's what's really cool about your concept, that I'm all in on that deal. I think it's awesome. And I hope to have the Art of Construction continue to be part of that collaboration and so on and so forth, because that's where it's going. The industries, and you know, you go to an economic summit and they're talking, it's all about millennials right now. It's how do you tap into the millennials? What are they going to do? Where are they going to go? And I think this is a great concept where they would want to be part of that. And we don't have enough tradesmen. They keep getting older and older, and it's really hard to teach an old dog new tricks. I've been running my business this way 40 years, and you're trying to tell me I should go into some collaboration thing. So I think you're really going to tap into the millennial category, that this may be really cool and fun, and see where it goes. So I'm anxious to keep in touch with you and see how that all goes.
I think it's actually tougher to teach a young dog old tricks. I think that's what a lot of contractors are coming up with against the millennials. With a place like this, it would be for, say, larger construction companies, where millennials might not want to go because it's viewed as more of a bureaucracy or something like that. There's a lot to be said about the institution that a lot of these large contractors have built and how they bring up the younger generation. But say they had a satellite office over at Tradecraft where, you know, millennials want to be working in a certain kind of environment or community, you know, they could have the best of both worlds. And some of the larger GCs can use that in their recruiting efforts and also retaining, so that you're not spending all this money going out, getting, you know, the best class graduate of, you know, CSU or CU, you know, wherever you are, just to lose them 5 years later because they don't like the environment. That's a really big challenge that I've been hearing from some of the larger shops.
Yeah, there's just not enough people to go around. Our market's so hot. Everybody's trying to figure out, how do I get the next best person and train them up and keep them there? Mm-hmm. So this is a totally different way of thinking, is to say, you can go be your own business at Tradecraft, but still be part of our team. And we're doing a lot of that with my company. We call it outsourcing inside, to say, you know, there's all these little businesses that are connected through my company and all part of the tribe with the Art of Construction. So I think you're definitely going the right direction. I commend you for all the hard work that you've put into that. So we always like to ask our guests, what is the most unique construction project that you've ever done?
This. we built the building out of steel shipping containers. And so the first layer around the perimeter of the building is shipping containers with the doors facing out. And that's where contractors can store their materials, supplies, tools, things like that. We then enclosed it with a pre-manufactured metal building, and then we placed concrete directly on the containers for our mezzanine topping slab. Couldn't find a whole lot of other projects that have done that, and so we were really pioneering with that. So there was definitely a few sleepless nights and many calls to the structural engineer, making sure that we were doing everything right. But it's really come together, and the functionality of the building is about as cool as its form.
That's so cool that you say that, because back on show 43, a good friend of mine, his name is Regan Foster, and he has a company called Foster Design, and he built his house out of 9 shipping containers just north of Sloan's Lake, not far from where you guys are at here in Denver, Colorado. He did, in my window and door company, did the stairs in my showroom. Just a really cool guy of mixing wood and metal. And this shipping container house made me think of how you can stack the shipping containers and have separate. It's crazy to hear your story, because I've created this whole business plan myself, but I commend you for actually going after it and doing it. But we're releasing a whole video series right now about that shipping container house. So if you're into the shipping container thing, you can go back and see. We did a whole video shoot in a big open house on all of the complications he had of taking shipping containers and getting through the building process and how the windows and doors work and all those things. Pretty cool stuff, but it really turned out neat. So I'm anxious to see pictures and learn more about your guys' place, which we'll put all that stuff in the show notes. So what's the most unique thing in your building that you did?
We've got our main conference room table that we made out of maple, and then we routed out, CNC routed out an exact match to the Colorado River going down the middle of it, and then we're filling it with a glow-in-the-dark epoxy.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so that's our main shipping, our main conference room is out of two shipping containers that we basically took down to a skeleton. And then we've got that conference room table in there. So that's probably the most unique thing we've got.
And on the flip side of that, what was the most challenging thing on your project?
I'd say the integration with the metal building and the containers, because you've got a very static element with the shipping containers and how they're integrated in with the structure. But what can be a dynamic environment with the pre-manufactured metal building. And so you have to bring those two together and try and put them together seamlessly. And that was probably the most challenging, but it's also going to be the most useful, I think.
So Sarah, tell us the most unique thing you've seen from being coming part of Tradecraft.
Everything to do with construction. This is my first and only construction project, besides a very poorly built drop ceiling in a previous office that I did. But I think it was amazing. I came from the tech industry, and actually physically seeing the process day to day and the building growing was just incredible to watch for me, and especially with such a unique type of project. We laugh about all the things I misunderstood about construction from someone looking on the outside in, and the misunderstandings we had where Bryce would say one thing and I would interpret it a completely different way being outside the field. So that's been a point of laughter for us over the last year.
And on the flip side, what was the most challenging thing of this process as you guys are getting close to opening the doors, trying to get your CO?
My perspective would be different, and not on the construction vein, more on the business development vein, that this Sure. is very new, and trying to reach the members, like I said before, they have come to us, but building this concept, reaching out to those members, they were difficult to find. All the contractors that are working out of their house, there's no directory that you just look up. There's not a magic list. Yeah. There's not a meeting place. And that's really what Tradecraft is going to become, is a meeting place where we can socialize and hang out in the industry. But that was a challenge that had to be overcome at first. There was a lot of call lists I used, a lot of random calls that I made that just people, they weren't receptive because they couldn't see it tangibly yet. So, yeah. But now the tables have turned.
Honestly, that's been one of our biggest challenges with the art of construction. There's so many people out there that have such great stories, but how do we get the right people into Studio AOC? At the beginning, was kind of like, we're going to do this, and you go through your friends and family and your customers and a few that, and then it's kind of, mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next step? But I'm telling you, you guys are you're onto something big, so keep your head to the grindstone, and that's just like it's been with the art of construction. We make it all sound seamless, and it's no problem, but it's just not how it is. That's construction, and that's the art of construction. If you're passionate about it, the art comes first. And if you can get buried in the weeds, or you can have a lot of fun. And I can tell you guys have put in a lot of work, but you've had a lot of fun. So as a learning organization here on the Art of Construction, if there's one thing for our contractors and architects listening, start with you, Sarah. What's the one thing you want to tell of you coming from the tech industry, getting into the construction industry, that our listeners can take to the business bank of construction?
Taking the perspective from the tech industry is that entrepreneurs in the industry I just came from had so much support. There's incubators, there's places, there's talks, there's startup weeks. There's so many opportunity to develop relationships, especially mentoring relationships. And that's what I've seen lacking just in talking to a lot of people, is that they're lacking the opportunity to find skilled workers and find that community. And so just put yourself out there to meet people. Put yourself out there to be exposed to new ideas, to learn, to listen to people that have been in this industry. They have a lot of wise words to share. And on that flip side, know that as an entrepreneur starting out, you have a lot of value to offer too. And in the right community, the right group, people want to listen to what you have to say. And getting involved with something like Tradecraft is the perfect way to do that.
Awesome.
Well said. Good job. All right. Same question for you. You got to listen in like the beginning. You had to go first, but now you got to listen, and you're going to give us the advice, Bryce, of a guy that's been in the construction arena going after it, and now you're got this big project ready to launch. What do you want our audience to hear?
Get used to solving impossible problems with a smile on your face. If you can do that, you're going to be fine.
That's great.
That's really what it is. Every single day there's things, and I'm not telling, you know, contractors anything they don't know, but it's nice to hear that sometimes, is things won't go right. and you just got to work through it. And that's a lot of the fun. And that's what makes it so fulfilling, is to come up with an impossible problem. You know, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough, you name it, but you keep a smile on your face as you're doing it, and you get to see where you came from and a physical manifestation of the problem that you solved and the thing that you create. It's very unique in this day and age. A lot of paper pushing and a lot of big ideas and sign here, but in our industry, we get to start with an idea and we see it. It's done. It happens. It's physical. It's real.
Awesome, man. This is
no, it is. And it's I can remember back to, I was a builder for well over 10 years, and we were always solving problems. I mean, we're always trying to anticipate problems, working on solving problems. The beauty of what you're doing, bringing the community together, is a lot of times you face a problem that you haven't seen before. And so what a great thing to be able to have people you can lean on and ask questions about that situation to come up with your own solution, but you're not starting completely from scratch. That's, mm-hmm. to me, what I see with what you're doing that's so awesome, is that not only are people connecting, but when those problems come up, like you say, they will, they always do. It's a situation where if you haven't seen it before, it's not something that you've come across, you can lean on people in your group to figure it out quicker, better.
Bryce, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Good job in putting all this together, and I commend you for taking your dream and putting it into a reality. I can't wait to go see the place.
Gotta have you guys
up. And hopefully we've done the same of setting the stage for you guys to use this as a great tool. And if you're not in Denver, we'll make sure we get some really cool pictures of your collaboration space on the show notes, and another cool tool for all of us here through the Art of Construction to grow your business. Thanks for coming in and telling us your story.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Hey, Tribe. I'm Devin Tilley, one of the hosts of the Art of Construction podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you contractors and architects grow your business by explaining the awesome world of construction. After teaching an audience that has grown to over 40,000 people, it's time to expand, baby, so let's add video to the platform. Each Monday, we will be bringing you a new video on some of our favorite projects and telling you all about the art of construction process. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel today so you don't miss any of them. Come on over and have a fireside chat at theartofconstruction.net and be part of the tribe.
Pretty amazing. Come out thinking that we've got it all figured on the way in, and you come out of the conversation. It's just amazing to me how many more layers of perspective their business plan has than what I would have ever imagined. I mean, here they're talking about the possibility, as an example, of some of these larger companies that are established getting a benefit from the community that they have because they're having a hard time reaching some of these millennials and getting them connected in a passionate way about the business. What a great idea that they've got, completely integrating all components.
Blown away. I'm so impressed with what they've done. And we're always talking about get it right on paper and collaboration. This guy has taken his passion to equate to collaboration. I am excited to have them as part of the tribe with the Art of Construction.
Well, and Sarah's connection with the tech community and all of what she witnessed and experienced with that collaboration, it is very much, if you talk to people in that arena, there are all kinds of meetups and competitions and things and mentorships and things where people can get advice and counsel and ideas and exchange things. And so bringing that together with Bryce's construction background, it's just amazing to put it all together the way they have.
In Tribe, the only constant is change, and the people that know me and around me, I may be pushing and changing a little too much sometimes, but that's how you get ahead, and that's what he's done, is taking his passion and taking technology and putting it all together that, man, they're going to go places. I'm so excited to have the Art of Construction help them as a launching pad to where they're going, because you know, we're always talking about surrounding yourself around people that you like and trust. They said, if you come to their event, the first beer's on them if you say, I'm here and heard it on the Art of Construction.
Absolutely.
So,
can't
hey,
go wrong there.
If you're hearing this, how can you not go see this place and go check it out and have a beer on them in the Rhino area of Denver? That it's just so fun to be part of this and be in the Denver community, and we're growing in the Art of Construction, and they want to take this thing global. And I hope we've given them another cool tool to help them grow their business and tell their story that this is all about, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in, and we wish you all the best, and the Art of Construction will be cheering you on as you grow your business.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed to help contractors and architects grow their business. To listen to more, go to our website, theartofconstruction.com.